Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? So you guys know what to do right now. Share the podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. I promise you, you will enjoy it more better when you share. Then you can talk with your friends and talk about what I'm talking about. And even comment, post, like, all of that good stuff. It only takes 2 seconds, so go ahead. Thank you guys for following me. I appreciate each and every one of you. You're so amazing to me as I continue this journey. So, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about today. But what's been going on with me? Because I haven't posted. I see I've been just living life, trying to get back focused. Here in the Bay Area, we are in the process of preparing to open up June 15th. That means you can be out, about, doing everything. Restaurants can go back to 100% of people inside. The wineries, which y'all know is my favorite place in the whole wide world, will be back at 100%. So I'm kind of juiced about that. You know, it has been a long 2 years. And if you've listened to me along the way, I said that it would be 2 years. I said before we open back up, I promised you that I just didn't see us opening in a year. And I want to continue to send out prayers to my friends, family members who have lost people due to COVID. You guys know I lost a lot. So emotionally, it was a roller coaster for me, up and down, up and down, up and down. And being in Oregon, I got that chance to try to heal, to try to grieve, and just be in a space by myself and try to pull it together, because I'm telling you, it had really gotten bad. And we lost so many people. I lost so many people. And, you know, everybody says that it's a part of life. I just don't see it as a part of life. I understand that death is a part, but grieving, you never know when you're gonna stop grieving. Some people grieve forever. My brother passed away in 13. My father passed away in 14. And here it is, 21. And there are still moments in time when I just want to talk to my brother. I just want to say, hey, something. And I still get emotional. So you can't tell somebody how their process, their grieving process is. But, you know, stay encouraged. If you have to close yourself away from people, then do that so that you can get the inner healing, the peace, the strength you need to make it, because it's hard out here right now. I ain't lying. It is hard out here in this process that we are going through. So that's where I am with that. Back at work, back in the Bay Area working and trying to get myself focused on what's going to happen when we open on June 15th. I'm excited that that's the day, because that's summer, y'all. We can be out and about and we can live our best life. And am I going to stop wearing a mask? No, sorry, not there yet. I'm still going to wear a mask. I'll be a little bit more lax, like I am with the people that I work with. I'm in my circle, my bubble, and I'm more lax, you know, around them with wearing the mask, because we see each other every day. When I'm with the kids and I'm on the bus, yes, that mask is on till I get them off the bus. But just continue to do, you know, what you know to do. So under the new guidelines here, and I'm not, because there's like Japan, India, their numbers are rising. But for us, there will be no more physical distance requirements. Whew. The mask will be gone. Restrictions at restaurant, open bars, and buffets will go away. So that means y'all who love them buffets, y'all can take y'all butts back to them buffets. I'm staying away, even though y'all know I was at that doggone seafood and crab buffet at the casino, baby. Living my best life. Living my best life. Indoor events with more than 5,000 people can come back. So basketball, y'all can go back to that. Whew. Outdoor events with more than 10,000 people will be recommended but not required to do the same, though venues in those instances will have the option of allowing unvaccinated and untested attendees. So that means, you know, some, they kept pushing you to get the vaccine, and I'm neither here nor there. If you choose to get it, then you get it. If you choose to not get it, I'm not your doctor. I'm not, all I'm doing is being worried about what happens with me. So I cannot tell you either they, yay or nay, push you to do anything. You have to do that for yourself. You have to make that decision because we're all grown people. So I'm glad about that. And life can just move on. So I have been working, and I'm still working. I'm working on ChristopherTerrenceJones.com. So y'all know I have an events company where I plan events. I'm working on that. I'm working on two big events as soon as we open because my money has to change. But so many people have been on lockdown for 2 years, they're ready to go back out and do something. And I'm with them. I'm right there with them. Let's do this doggone thing. Dating? I went on a date the other night. I've been still talking to the person, but it's nothing serious, y'all know. Nothing serious there. And that's what I want to talk about today. Oh, boy. So, if you guys also don't know, today is the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of George Floyd being killed. And we all saw that. We all saw it play out on national TV. And so what I wanted to talk about, dating. We find so many black men and people, also and people of color, men of color, dating white men. And it's so funny. I was having this discussion with my good Judy the other day, Deborah, and we were talking, and we always say, yeah, I'm gonna get a white man. I'm gonna date a white guy because there's no baggage. Because predominantly men of color, especially black men, have so much baggage. And there's so many hangups when you date a black man. And there's so much trauma that's unnecessary. So you just want to be with somebody where there is no issues and there's no drama. You just want to be able to date and live your best life and be at peace. And I have a few friends who are, some are married to white men and some are dating white men. And I was having this just real discussion with Deborah. And I was like, we all say we want to be with a white man because it's less headache. But what happens right now? Because I was watching Queen Sugar and I'm behind. So y'all might be a little further where I am on Queen Sugar. And I'm just at the part where they're talking about George Floyd on Queen Sugar. And if you don't know what Queen Sugar is, it's on OWN. It's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And Nova, one of the characters on there, is dating a white man. And as she was processing George Floyd and going through the steps in her mind and all of these different emotions were running through her, she went and asked him, do you feel ashamed? Do you feel some kind of way that a white man placed his knee onto a black man who was hollering, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And he called his mother for 9 minutes. 9 minutes. And she asked him, the guy that she's dating on the show, he's a police officer. As a police officer, are you all right with seeing your coworkers do something like this? And his basic response was that it wasn't him and he wasn't there. It had nothing to do with him. So that got me to thinking. So I'm having an emotional breakdown because of what's going on. And I'm dating you, just as hypothetically, as a white man. And I come to you, how do I get support from you emotionally when you don't even get the gist of what just happened? And I'm not saying every white man didn't get it, but there are so many that didn't. How do I get support from you when the thought of an unarmed black man being killed and screaming, "I can't breathe, I want my mother, I can't breathe," and then you see his body go lifeless, and your response is, "It wasn't me, I wasn't a part of that"? See, for me, I tell y'all all the time, I can watch a Hallmark movie and I feel like I'm in the movie with them and I get emotional the whole nine. I am boo-hooing the whole nine yards. So, how do you date someone who doesn't get what just happened? And I'm telling y'all, I have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to date a black man and to support a black man and to be there for a black man. But it has been an issue. And I'm not saying I'm giving up. I'm not saying that I'm there. But I'm a little bit more apt now to go outside of what I normally dated. But here, after watching Queen Sugar, and then I didn't even know. I'm telling you, last night when I was watching, I didn't know that I had reached the anniversary. Today was the anniversary. And so it was just, it was weird. And it was like, oh my God. So how do I do this? How do I wrap my mind around dating somebody who may never get what I'm going through? And let me tell y'all, I'm one of those that I don't stop my emotions. So when I say I don't stop my emotions, I can just be sitting in the room and life overcomes me for a second. And I begin to cry. And I'm crying because I'm trying to release what's inside of me. And it could turn into a real, where I'm all out bawling. I'm all out bawling and I'm just hung over on the side where it's uncontrollable. But that's because there's so much of life's pressure that I'm trying to release out of me. I'm trying to let it out of my body and let it flow away from me so that I can move forward. So I'm dating you and you walk in and you see me at that point. How do you comfort me if you can't understand what it is that I'm crying about? Because so many times people just don't understand how hard it is to be a black man in this world. People look at us wrong. People expect us to do certain things. So, and here, and this is a perfect example. Perfect example. I've been out looking at apartments. On paper, I'm good. I'm real good on paper. And walk in, the whole demeanor changes. everything changes. And I'm like, wow. I've applied and been the only one on the list. And no callback. And you can see it when you walk in someplace and the look they see on your face when they see you, that you're a black man, that you're a person of color. Now, mind you me, we all know I've been driving a school bus for 32 years, so I keep a solid job. I make the money. My credit, it ain't the best, but it's truly not the worst, and it's enough to meet the requirements. I have no evictions. I have no bankruptcies, because y'all know I talked about that during this time when we were in the pandemic. I went out on an all-out war to even raise my score. And I'm almost, I'm going to tell a little bit, I'm almost at 700. And you mean to tell me that alone does not allow me to just get an apartment, even though my color of my skin stopped you? And I'm looking like, well, okay. But we try to live in this world where everybody is supposed to be equal to dating. And I want to be free to date, but then we have so many differences. And there's still so much racism. And there's still so much bigotry. There's still so much hatred. Just because of the color of my skin. Then you get over and you decide you want to date this person that's a white man. And you think about, this is always a controversial topic. It's not a word that, it's not in my vocabulary. So please forgive me in advance. I don't use this in regular conversation, but when we talk about N-I-G-G-A or nigga or nigger, and black people feel that it's a term of endearment, so white people can't use it. And it's not something in my daily conversation, so I can't say it's a term of endearment for me. But what happens when you're dating somebody and they decide to call you a nigger? Because that could come up. I'm not saying that it can't happen. It could come up. So what do you do then? What happens then? What do you do then? So we have these conversations about dating. But, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to have an argument, because they want you to go to therapy so you know how to argue properly. I don't want to argue in the first place. I'm too old. I'm just trying to have peace in my life. That's all I'm trying to do, is have peace in my life. So you look up, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, here y'all are having an argument, and that's the first thing come out of their mouth. And you're like, what? Did you really just call me that? Did you really just use that word? And so then you start to say, well, see, if a black person said it to me, you probably wouldn't even trip, because they use it such as a term of endearment. Oh my God, I'm telling y'all, this dating thing is so hard. It's not for the faint at heart. And I was having a conversation with another friend, and she thought I was joking, but I'm telling y'all, a lot of times when I'm looking at my life and I'm dreaming of stuff, dreaming about stuff and visualizing the next piece of life, the next phase of life rather, the majority of the time, I'm single. Do y'all hear me? I'm single. I don't see anybody in that picture with me. It's always me by myself. And I'm not saying that I want to be single for the rest of life. I would like to date somebody, but I don't want the headaches to go along with it. And so then that says, date outside your comfort zone. And so let me tell y'all something. Let's just be real about this dating thing. Let's just be real. right now, in all honesty, there is somebody that I like. There is somebody that I am trying to spend quality time with. I'm trying to hang out with, and I make an active, you know, participation to try to communicate with, but it's not reciprocated. And I'm seeing it more and more. So, but because I'm guilty that there's nobody else, I just continue to go along with it. But here's the thing. There's somebody else in my inbox. And so because, now this is another thing, y'all. Y'all forgive me, because we all have our, who we like and what we don't like. Really not in the short man. Really not. Really not in the short man. I like some men with some height. So there's somebody in my box, right? Inbox now, that is consistently, how you doing? How's your week going? How was your weekend? Blah, 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 blah. Would you be interested in us having a Zoom date? Blah, 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 blah. And have I followed through? Not at all. And it's for one, he's short. And then the second part, he's a white man. And here I am saying, I haven't made up my mind, but look at what happens with the black man. Very rarely do you communicate unless I initiate the conversation. And so let me say this. When you feel like I'm about to be done with you, then you initiate conversation. It's like he can feel something when I'm getting ready to move on. And then he'll start texting and be a long conversation and all of this. But other than that, it's a no. So now my question is, am I missing a relationship with somebody just because they're short and because they're a white man? And we all joke about it and say we want a white man. But do we miss stuff because we get in our way? And I've said this about work. I've been a school bus driver for 32 years. 32 years. And actually, so now I need to stop saying 32, because come September, we'll be 33. And I've said that this is really the end for me. But now, I thought about it. I have so many friends that left and went and did other things. They all have houses. They're much financially better off than I am. But I decided to stay in here and hold this ship down. When nobody else was staying in this school bus industry, I held it down, baby. And there were times when it was beneficial to me, but now we're in a season where it's not beneficial. And so, do I jump ship? And I told my friend, I put myself in harm's way when I didn't leave when everybody else left. So now I have to ask myself that same question. Am I missing out on a relationship because I don't want to leave because I'm thinking that it's going to get better here waiting on this black man, because I want to roll over and see a black man next to me? But how many years do I have to invest to wait for that to happen, if it will ever happen? Life presents you with so many options. And as you're traveling down this road we call life, there will be turns. Do you go left? Do you go right? Or do you go forward? Sometimes you get pushed backwards. Sometimes you get pushed backwards far because you run into a roadblock, because the turn that you should have took was not the turn that you took. You decide to go straight when you should have went right. You decide to go left when you should have went straight. Those things happen. You pick yourself up and you move on. And then you get to where I am today, that I have to do the work in me. And even though I like where I am with this person, when I look at the bigger picture of it, it's not going nowhere. And holding on to something that is not going anywhere is not good at all. So I have to make the decision to move forward. I have to make the decision to give somebody else a chance. Sometimes you got to do that, people. Sometimes you have to get out of your own way to get to the next place that life has for you. And sometimes you got to date outside your comfort zone to be happy. Because we look up and there's people that can say this: all your friends are married and you're still single. Why is that? Because the person that came to you, you didn't want to marry because they didn't fit all your criteria. They didn't fit all of your requirements. So you didn't want to date them. So you walked past them. But they were the eligible person for you to be with. And you didn't give them a chance. So you don't even know if you had stuff in common with them. But you put them in a box. And I'm not going to date them because they look like this. I'm not going to date them because they don't have this. Or I'm not going to date them because my friend said don't date them. And that's a whole nother right there. Because we let our friends dictate who we should date and who we shouldn't. And they're single and unhappy. But they don't want you to be happy. So they always secretively destroy any movement that you have to better yourself by subliminally, oh, that person ain't good for you. That ain't who you should be with. Nah, girl, you don't want to be with him. Boy, you don't be him. Why are you wasting your time? And then what happens? You guys are miserable again, and y'all sit up there looking at each other. 2 years later. And that person that was trying to date you now is in a relationship with somebody else. Sometimes they done married. Sometimes they have kids. They done bought a house. And I tell this. I tell this. Some years ago, I was dating a guy. And I was getting ready to uproot my life, which was the first time I was ever going to do that, and move to where he was to be with him. But he had no integrity because you were dating somebody else at the same time. At the same time. Now you married that person. So emotionally, of course, I became a wreck because I was like, what did I do? I'm sitting here ready to move to be with you, to be with this person. And a couple of years later, he came here and we sat down and have a conversation over dinner. And I still wanted to stab you. Yes, I wanted to stab him, y'all. But his response was he didn't want to put me in a situation where I have uprooted my life for him and then it didn't work out. Okay. So you didn't want me to uproot my life, but you claim you were in love with me. You claim you wanted to be with me. So how'd you have the time and energy to be out seeing somebody else? And I talked about this on the Fellow's Point of View podcast. He also broke up with me on my birthday. That's one of the worst things you can do. That's why I say he has no integrity. There are plenty of other days that you can do the dirt that you want to do, but you don't break up with somebody on their birthday. And somebody with low self-esteem would have been a wreck. And I'm not saying I wasn't hurt and devastated, but I was able to pick myself up and move on and move forward. And then, because we semi run in the same circle, I still had to see him. And now I had to see them. Baby, I removed myself from that circle. It has elevated my life quite a bit. Thank you, Jesus. And I continue to work on me. As Iyana say, do the work. Do the work. Now, am I saying, am I perfectly where I need to be? No. But I know that I've done the work. So I can truly stand here today and say, yes, I am going to get out of my own way so that I don't end up in the same foolishness again and give somebody else a chance. Dating shouldn't have to be hard, people. It really should not have to be hard. If you like somebody, show them who you are. Be vulnerable. Be real. Stop playing games trying to be a player when a player is going to have you at 60 and 70 by yourself, lonely, sitting in a senior home all alone by yourself, wishing shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't understand that. That's what I don't understand. People 60 and 70 years old. And when you look back, do you think about what you messed up on? Did you find yourself not getting out of the way for your own situation to cause you to be in a situation 50 years later? No way, no how, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to mess my life up. So, y'all will hear me begin to talk about this new experience and this new journey. And I never tell people about my podcast because it's me. So if I need to talk about something, I'm purging myself. And I just have to sit back in time. If they come across it, then so be it. God bless. Y'all find it. But as I talk, I'm purging myself. So there we are. I will let y'all know more about that. A year ago today, we're back there with George Floyd. What has changed in you? Has anything changed in the world? Or has Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mark Goetz just become the new face of racism? Just vile and say whatever they want to say and there's no repercussions. Millions and millions of people have to sit up and listen to this. And what about the people who are the constituents in the areas where there are senators? So you live in an area and your senator is a racist. how does that benefit you? What do you do? We really have to start holding people accountable for their actions when it comes to racism, because your mouth is such a deadly tool. Actions that are caused by your mouth. No matter what they say, January 6th was because of Donald Trump. He said, meet me here. Meet me here. We're going to march. He incited a riot with the words out of his mouth. Oh my God. Stop being so vile to other folks. If you don't like somebody because of the color of their skin, don't be around them. Why would you want to wake up every day and hate somebody because of the color of their skin when it has nothing to do with you? All you have to do is try to live your life. And if you spend half the time trying to be the best you that you can be, you don't have time to worry about what the next person is doing. Do you? No, you don't. I promise you, you don't. I don't have the energy nor the time to be worried about what somebody else is doing, because I'm too busy trying to work out my own issues. And for those of you that say that you're Christians, you say you're a Christian. Do you understand that when Judgment Day is called, it's only going to be you and God there? It ain't going to be nobody black. It ain't going to be nobody white. It ain't going to be no other person of color. It's going to be you and him. And he's going to stand there and he's going to talk to you about what you have done. Not what Becky did. Not what Sally did. Not what Peppermint Patty did. Not what Charlie Brown did. He's going to talk to you about what you have done, Mr. Racist, Mr. Atheist, Mr. Bigger, everything. There's so many things. He's going to stand there and play roll call on your life. So do you really have the time to be worried about what the next person is doing? Think about that for a little while. Let that slide up into your thoughts. So every day I get a note from the universe, y'all. And this morning, when I got this morning, it was powerful. So let me read it to you so that you can get it. And I'll tell you, I have to remember how I got it. I forgot how I get this thing, but it comes to my email every morning. And it starts off like this. Two of the most powerful words in the English language for bringing about change, Christopher Terrence, are thank you. Especially when offered before the change even occurs, and everything still looks pretty much like it did yesterday. You'll have to think of something to say afterwards on your own. Hubba hubba, the universe. So, I don't know how I get this every day, but I do. And I want to say it was the Healing Podcast. I wonder if I say the name right of that, because y'all know I would jack some stuff up. But I want to say it's the Healing Podcast that I heard about that. And I get it every day now. So, and y'all know a lot of times I'm behind on my emails, but sometimes I just catch up. Like yesterday, I went through 400. No, I'm playing. I went through 900 pieces of email trying to get caught up on everything that was going on around me. I was like, dang, trying to catch up. Also, y'all know, be trying to catch up on my YouTube and get that together, because some days I just don't feel like posting, but I know you have to consistently post with this YouTube stuff. So thank y'all for following me on YouTube. Because you, like I said, you can follow so many people. There's so many people out there that you could be spending your time with. And I appreciate you guys going along on this journey with me. Because, baby, sometimes it's something. And I'm going to do a video today for, y'all know I still do the School Bus Chronicles for those who are school bus drivers and follow that. There's always a little story there for that. But did y'all see this? And I saw this too. I wanted to talk about that. I knew it was something else. And I think it's really cute for where we are. Target is selling, I guess you would call a enclosed gazebo. So it's a pop-up gazebo. Or basically, it's a tent, but it's not your average tent. And what it is it's a 10 by 10 portable. They come in different sizes. And you can get it at Target. It's $169, y'all. And it's called the Portable Gazebo Screen Tent. And so you can put up this little tent out where you're out in the public. And the 10 by 10, for example, can fit up to from 4 to 6 people and stands at 7 feet tall. The size is great for smaller spaces or for you to bring with you to the beach or the park. And you know when y'all out there at the beach and there's 5 million bugs and all of that. Oh, they also have, y'all know I jack up names. They have a larger size. And I don't know, the Alvanter. So like I say, they have the smallest from 6 by 6 to the largest being a 15 by 15, which can hold 12 to 15 people, and it stands 8.5 feet tall. And y'all, I'm gonna put a picture up so y'all can see this on the on the Instagram. Take yourselves on over to the gram and you can see this, because I'm telling y'all, I may have to buy one of these. I think this thing is cute. And I'm like, no bugs? No. Yeah, baby. And have a nice little outside outing. And y'all know I do private wine tasting, so this might be even cuter to y'all know what? I have to get this. So I have to invest in this for my business. Definitely have to do this. Hit me at ChristopherTerrenceJones if you're gonna be .com in California. You wanna do a Napa trip, hit me up. You know? Sorry. I ain't got boom boom kitty rates. I charge. I had to remember. So let me tell y'all this. That's another thing that I really should talk about. So I have been doing Napa tours maybe 10 or 12 years. And I know the valley. I know my worth. So if I go out with a tour bus company, they pay me good money. So I started doing private tours as well. So that means I'm a driver. I will drive your vehicle if you have a vehicle. Or I drive my vehicle, which is the SUV. And I can pack in 5 people, 6, 7, depending on the size, because of the vehicle that I have. And so I have been taking people on tours. Now, mind you me, at one point I was in 18 wine clubs. So there's perks. The perks of being a member of the wine club, you get from, well, someplace, one place I can think of, that castle. They only, you get 2 people free, but most places, the standard is 4 people free. So you get to take in 4 people. Now, because I'm consistently there, I'm consistently bringing people, I'm always, you know, there. A lot of times, even if I have 6, most wineries go ahead and comp the 2 other people. But as I tell people, when you book with me, The additional two have to pay. So the best way to do that is just taking everybody, and then everybody pays a percentage so that nobody has to pay one big cost. But so perfect example, we go to Visa Tui. Anything over the fourth, so the fifth person becomes $35 plus tax, which comes to 37 something. So that person has to pay the 37. So instead of them paying the 37, you take the other four, the five people all together, and you just break it down, and each person pays 10, 5, whatever, till we get to, you know, $6. 6 times 5 is 30, whatever. So, you know, you take that, and everybody pays. Now, you're tasting for free. When you go on these tours in other companies, they don't let you get in like that if they're a member. Because most of them are not even members. So you have to pay outright altogether. So I just looked up a quote for a Mercedes Sprinter for a family event that's coming up that they asked me to do. The Sprinter came to $412, and that's for overnight. That's one day. One day, y'all. So let me see. I want to make sure I'm telling you the proper, so that I'm properly giving you the right thing. I'm telling you, when you're looking for your, you looking for stuff, you just can't find it in that moment. Okay, but I want to say that it is 412. Oh, and I forwarded it on to the people. No response. Crickets, honey. When people call me, this is always their first thing. Oh, I don't care about the price. Oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm good. You know, the money is there. You know, boom, boom, boom. That's where we are. They all start there. But then when you send them the quote, you look up. Now, when I also sent the quote, I said, hey, I need you to understand that they only have one vehicle left. One. So I need for you to make a decision ASAP. Baby, if y'all got a phone call from me today, that's how much return phone call I got. I have not heard anything back. And I want to say, like I said, I want to say that it is 412 is what the total of the cost came to for the vehicle. And telling you, when I'm having conversation with people, oh yeah, so we want to do this. And mind you me, I'm very flexible, but I'm finding out that I'm still charging not enough. Because I was charging $65 a head. But these people want you to be out all day. They want 9 o'clock in the morning pickups. And then they want to do dang near midnight returns. But then when you quote the price, they don't want to pay that. So, but if you go to a white company, they want their money up front, baby. They want their coins up front. They not fit to haggle with you. It is what it is. If they quote you $700, there is no. Mm. And then every now and then you may get them to say, oh, we might be able to do a little bit off. But the little bit off really ain't making no big difference. Because if they take a little bit off and it's $700, it's still going to be six something. They ain't doing no big half off. Let me tell y'all something. If you decide that you want to go to the Napa Valley and you want to do a tour, it's going to cost you some money. Don't think that you are going to skate through and it's just going to be peachy, peachy king and life is going to be grand. So, I'm sorry. I really am sorry if you decide that I'm charging too much. I'm sorry, because I'm really not charging too much. My time, my gas, the maintenance on my vehicle. Because, baby, when I pull up at the dealership while y'all pulling up and they say $400, $500, when I pull up in this Infiniti, they want $1,800. I just made an appointment to go get my oil change for this Friday. And she was like, oh, it's recommended that you get a tire rotation. And I was like, girl, how much that costs? Start there. Don't be telling me $300, $400 more, because I'm only coming here for an oil change. I regularly have my car serviced. So I'm doing what I have to do. Now, I think the only thing that I also need to do is spark plug. That's another $900. I ain't rich. The IRS think I'm rich because they be trying to gaffle a brother out some money. Hey, if any of my listeners at home are real accountants, I need a tax and accountant. If you out there, I need you in my life right now, because I need to get my books together for my business, because I need every write-off that everybody else in this world gets. I need it now. But if you people stop skimping folks out, just pay. You know you're going to have a great time, because you've watched my videos, you've watched the pictures, and you know that I, Christopher Terrence Jones, am the brand, so I give amazing events. Just pay. And Napa, so let me say this too, for those that come to Napa, save your coins. Save your coins. Ain't a McDonald's on the corner. It's supposed to be an experience. And that means go out and experience. I ain't saying you got to pay $5,000 for some restaurant to eat. There are restaurants that will take your coins. But there are restaurants out there where you can eat at a reasonable price. But you have to save your coins. Because an average winery now is $35. Plus tax. That don't include no charcuterie board. And for those of y'all who don't know what a charcuterie board is, that's the wine and the salami and cheese board that comes in front of you that really only feeds one person. That's another $14 and $15 depending on what winery you're at. And like I say, that board only feeds one person, if you're really trying to be honest, because y'all didn't get up and have breakfast. I'm telling you, when you come into this Napa Valley, go have you the biggest breakfast they got on the menu. Eat all the food that you can at breakfast at your hotel, because after that, the day becomes very expensive. You can easily blow through $1,000. In one day on a Napa trip. Because if you go in there and you buying cases of wine, you buying little trinkets that you saw, and then let's include that you had to pay the car service, you paid a limo, the money just goes right out, it blows out. So stop trying to cheat people. You cheat our people, but then you'll go give them to people, you pull out that credit card, because baby, them telling you they ain't having no discussion about how the payment is. And I tell people now, until you have paid, you are not booked with me. I am now turning into the other side of me. Y'all know my I did ancestry, and my third cousin's own, really, and some of my second cousin's own are all white. So I'm turning into the white businessman of me. Baby, if you ain't got your coins, we ain't got no conversation. None whatsoever. I'm not playing with y'all anymore. There's no reason to do so. You know, we too old for this. So be serious about what you're doing. Be serious about it. Whew. Oh my God. So I wish I could say that today was Friday. But y'all know I wish I could say that today was Friday. And then I was going back to laying in bed. And I'm telling y'all, I slept all weekend. All day Saturday and all day Sunday, I did not move out of the house because I was just tired. And my body needed the rest. And my emotions were just everywhere with so many things going on in life and trying to figure out what's going to happen. because like I say right now, we're at a crossroads in my industry because of COVID. But June is supposed to be the open up, and without field trips, my day-to-day life, that messes up my budget. That takes up my budget and messes it up, and it causes me to be like, yeah, that's why I had to change and say, hey, I can't lowball no more. I gotta cover everything. I gotta cover gas. I gotta cover getting my car washed. If we're using my car, and if we're using a rental car, even, okay, so wait a minute. Let me back up. That $412 that I quoted them was just for the rental. That didn't include gas. That didn't include bridge tolls. That's what I'm telling you, folks. You can't lowball no more. You just can't do it. So, I'm about to hit it up out of here. I want y'all to have a great day. Remember, get out the way. Stop blocking yourself from something that could be a blessing for you. And remember this too. Sometimes you got to get hurt in order to get to the next place. Sometimes your heart has to be broken in order to get to that next place. Sometimes you just got to fall in love and be broken, because when you're broken, it makes you stronger. So get out the way. Move yourself out of the way and stop being the hindrance for the next phase of life. That's for you. You're destined for greatness. Never let nobody tell you you're destined for bad. Because I tell myself that sometimes, and I have to go back and correct myself. Because sometimes I just feel like the weight of the world is always on top of me, and that I never catch a break. And we feel like that sometimes in life. Sometimes it really is like that. But you got to know that it's not always going to be like that. There is a brighter day coming. And if I can encourage you just a little bit, just a tiny smidgen, be encouraged. Hold your head up high. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to be sad, be sad. But don't stay there forever. Pick yourself up, do a dance, jig something, whatever, shake it off, shake. Shake, 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 shake. Yep, shake it off, baby. And get on up and move on. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for inboxing me. I love your inboxes. I want y'all to hit that 5, though. Rate the show. Give me a 5. Build it up, because the ratings is what gets more people in. And I would love to have a sponsor, a bigger sponsor. Oh, I do have a sponsor, Lord have mercy. I always forget. I thought I had been putting it in, but I ain't. If you're in Oakland, the best bakery for you to go to is Sugar Sweet. It is in Oakland on Seminary, across from Mills College. You can find them on Instagram, Sugar Sweet. Sugar, y'all know how that is, and Sweet. It's in Oakland. Head yourself on over there. Get some of Pastry Chef David Benton's cupcakes. Oh my God. And don't forget to get them doggone, them peanut butter cookies. Peanut butter cookies. And it's right there. So the address is 5855 MacArthur Boulevard, Oakland, California. Sugar Sweet Oak, OAK.com. See you guys soon. Have a blessed, highly day. Love you guys. Bye.